Today is Thursday, May 6th, and these are your morning headlines. Experts say Canada may find it challenging to reach herd immunity for COVID-19, but a return to pre-pandemic life is possible through vaccinations. Sarah Otto, a University of British Columbia professor, says Canada might fall short of herd immunity because people can still get infected after vaccination, even if they are less likely to develop symptoms. New York City is planning its comeback from COVID-19. In 2 weeks, baseball's Mets and Yankees will begin seating fans in separate areas of the ballpark. Tickets for Broadway shows go on sale Thursday, although performances won't start until September. A jury in Rome has convicted two American men in the 2019 slaying of a police officer and sentenced them to life in prison. The 21-year-old and 20-year-old were found guilty of homicide, attempted extortion, assault, resisting a public official, and carrying an attack-style knife without cause. And Nintendo says its profit for the fiscal year that ended in March jumped 86% on healthy sales of the Switch handheld machine as people staying at home due to the COVID-19 pandemic turned to video games. The Japanese maker of Super Mario and Pokemon games says its annual profit totaled $4.4 billion US, better than the company's internal forecast. For more news, visit globalnews.ca.